Okay, hello, and welcome to a special episode of Innovations in Education, the podcast that delves into the ever-evolving world of education technology and its impact on today's schools. I'm your host, Kevin Hogan, and today we have a fascinating conversation lined up for you, brought to you exclusively by McGraw-Hill. McGraw-Hill is a leading global education company working to expand the possibilities of content and technology to help millions of educators, learners, and professionals around the world achieve success. Their career and technical education programs support K-12 students in transforming their interests into viable careers. In this episode today, I had the pleasure to talk with Pat Keeney. He is the lead responsible for the K-12 career education portfolio at McGraw-Hill. As a strategic design expert, Pat has helped numerous organizations develop programs that locally, regionally, and globally serve the educational needs of schools and communities. Pat's efforts have helped organizations like NASA, STRIDE, which was formerly K-12, and now McGraw-Hill connect with teachers and students to deliver outstanding, highly effective educational experiences. His team shares and help creating best-in-class print and digital products that promote strong student achievement and support teachers. He is the father of two successful adult children, one a millennial and the other a Gen Xer, who continue to follow their own paths of fulfillment. And Pat resides in Palm Coast, Florida. So join us as we dive deep into the world of CTE, unraveling the mysteries behind the acronyms, and discovering how it's not just about preparing for a single job, but building a lifelong journey through diverse careers. From practical experiences in the classroom to the ever-expanding scope of CTE, we'll explore it all, along with how teachers and students are embracing the power of soft skills, which are essential in the 21st century workforce. Have a listen. Okay, Pat, thanks so much for joining me today. I really appreciate it and looking forward to the conversation.
Billy, my pleasure.
Let's get started. As we both know, education is one of those verticals that is just filled with acronyms, right? A day doesn't go by, which another one doesn't seem to kind of creep up. One of the most kind of long-lasting and famous, of course, is CTE. I would go to events and we would talk about CTE and I would nod my head sagely, thinking I know exactly what that is or pretending to know what it is, but then would kind of come back and be confused about how it kind of fit into the overall architecture of schools and specifically public schools and school districts and what CTE means. A lot of people will say, oh, well, that's what we used to call VOTEC. As you kind of go out and do some explorations, it's a lot more. So maybe, I mean, from your perspective, it might be best to talk about where your point of view is, your POV, when it comes to CTE.
Sure. Well, we have to thank the NFL for making CTE popular on a different front, where you can't, today you can't Google CTE and come up with a clean search in that regard. But CTE is essentially career preparation. It's all the sum total of all the educational experiences the student has that helps prepare them for not just their first job, but for the entire journey through however many jobs and however many careers they may take part in as they go through life. It takes a form that's a little different than what we're used to when we think about an area of education like math or science. Because when we think about math, in general, we think about the math courses that a student will take. With career exploration or CTE, career education, really the curriculum is the starting point. There are co-curricular organizations like SkillsUSA, DECA, FFA. There are a bunch of them. They're outstanding organizations that help students explore different areas, whereby when there's a chapter at a school, the student can be involved and they can put to work the things that they've learned in a classroom. So they get very practical experience with them. There is certainly the opportunity for work-based learning experiences, where students might do anything from job shadowing to a full-on internship. And probably the most notable thing is these are all experiences that we would expect out of a college education. We would have expected many, many years ago this to be the VOTEC experience, especially for things that are in the trades. Today, the big difference is that there are so many jobs that are available that are middle to high wage, outstanding job opportunities, where you don't need a college, a four-year college degree at least, maybe just an associate's degree, maybe a credential or certificate. So a high school diploma plus is the gateway, or at least the minimum gateway today, to being able to enter into some of these middle and high wage jobs. And exploring one's career aspirations can start at any point. I mean, it happens informally when somebody's growing up and they go to the doctors and they see what a doctor does. Everybody knows what a teacher does. It seems today students know what influencers are, right? So there are certain occupations that organically students begin to understand, but understanding the whole universe of what's out there, and most of all, understanding how they fit into it, that search for identity, is really what I think career education is about.
And would you say that it has become more expansive too? I mean, because again, traditionally, you think of CTE/Votech/Shop Class, where it was maybe trades oriented. When I go in and I look at the portfolio of products that McGraw-Hill has, you're looking at entrepreneurship, you're looking at marketing. I mean, these are business concepts that maybe might be more associated with an MBA versus CTE, right? I mean, so talk about how that's kind of expanded.
Sure. It's been an interesting evolution. If you go back again to the Votech days, students were being prepared then for trades-oriented jobs that were very hands-on, certainly did not require a college diploma. All they required were a high school degree to go and work on cars, be a cosmetologist, things of that nature. And I think for the most part, that's still true. There are so many more jobs today, though, that don't require a college degree, that I think the scope of career education has necessarily broadened. And if you add to that the fact that not just from the student standpoint, but from the societal standpoint, we have these opportunities that they're not just nice to haves where we hope that students can enter into them and then have a high quality life for themselves and for their family. The flip side of it is that our society runs off of a certain number of people who can perform marketing functions, who can perform entrepreneurial functions, who can perform manufacturing functions, and so on. And we've entered into an unprecedented time over the past 10 years of workforce shortages. None highlighted more, by the way, no period of time highlighted more than during the COVID period, where not only did you have jobs that have continued to go unfilled, especially in the service sector, but in addition to that, this phenomena that I see described lots of different ways called quiet quitting. Today, there is a huge workforce need, and I think it's a great opportunity for students who are growing up today, and for teachers, by the way, because now teachers can bring a lot of practical experiences to bear that students can relate to. I used to be a physics teacher a long, long time ago. Bringing physics to the everyday experience is really difficult. But whenever you're talking about, living in today's world and talking about what people do whenever they go to work, I think that really hits home. And I think, again, that speaks back to helping the student build an identity. They figure out what they like, what they don't like, where they might fit in, and they start to see themselves in 5, 10, 15 year horizon. And so it's very helpful. So the short answer, Kevin, I think to your question is, there's just such a broad set of opportunities that are open to students today. And we want to make sure that students know about those opportunities and prepared to take advantage of them.
Yeah. Another perception, at least from where I sit, is that CTE is something that occurred at the secondary level, that once the kids got into high school, you started to set them up on career paths, which undoubtedly is true. And one interesting thing I noticed from the portfolio of materials that McGraw-Hill offers is that there's a whole curriculum for middle school, which seems, if you're talking about fifth grade, I mean, that's a whole set younger. Maybe you could talk about, is that part of that evolution that we're talking about, or is this just something that has always been there, but just I haven't noticed?
I think it is part of that evolution. And in order to understand that piece, let's go to the other end of the spectrum, which is thinking about the 10th, 11th, 12th grade experience, because I think success in 10th, 11th, and 12th grade for decades was tied to students being prepared for college, being prepared to be successful in college, being prepared for the college experience. So I think schools, school districts, even methods for grading schools on a national, but U.S. News and World Reports had to deal with how many students are taking AP courses and things of that nature. That's all college preparation. And I think going back to the Vo-Tech days, there was probably a split that most people perceived, probably pretty accurate, that you had students that were headed in a college direction, college track students, and you had other students that were Vo-Tech students. And so it was, I think of it as the time of college or career. Today, we live in an era of college and career, or career and college. So what do I mean by that? I mean that today, skills like what people call soft skills, but they're really employability skills or professional skills, being able to collaborate, problem solve, send an email and get the idea across that you're trying to get across, show up for work on time, things of that nature. Those are habits that, whether you're headed to college or not, are necessary habits toward being successful. In fact, there was a recent study done by Harvard University where they surveyed CEOs, and CEOs across the board, in fact, 82% said that soft skills are more important in terms of their success than any of the technical